So a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, we have our weekly novena to the Miraculous Medal at Our Lady statue. I invite you to please stay at your pews if you'd like to join in those prayers. I'll go over and begin to say the prayers. I ask you to spiritually join in. Also a reminder that at 4 o'clock, we have our daily briefing. It's every day, Monday through Thursday at 4 o'clock. You can watch that live on Grace Lily, or later it's recorded also on our Grace Lily page. This evening at 7 to 8 p.m., we have Adoration and Confessions. So again, that's especially for those who are working or maybe you have other things and can't get here early in the morning. That's an offer tonight at 7 to 8. I was very edified last week. There are a lot of people who came just for the holy hour. At one point, we had about 25 people here in prayer. Like, go Team Grace. Was not expecting that. Because of that response, we're able to begin our time of adoration actually with a prayer to St. Monica. So at 7 o'clock, I'll come. I'll say the prayer of St. Monica for all those who have fallen away from the practice of the faith. I've expressed to you before that's something that weighs very heavily on my heart as I see so many of our own leaving. We're losing a lot during this pandemic. People just kind of faded away, stopped participating, stopped even trying on live stream. Mass just becomes insignificant. And Pew reports tell us a large percentage will not be returning. So our numbers were already pretty bad, right? And they're going to be even worse after this pandemic. So at 7 o'clock, we're going to say the prayer to St. Monica for all those who've left. Then we'll start Adoration Confessions, and we'll conclude our time of adoration with benediction. The Monica prayer and the benediction are new. I was able to do those because of the response of Team Grace. When people come, and I know there are people that are going to be here, we can do more. I was really fearful that I have maybe two or three people. I was wrong. Thanks be to God, right? Because last Monday, we turned out in full force Team Grace. And again, I remind you, let me know of other confession time. Do we need another evening? Mondays and Wednesdays, Mondays and Thursdays. We need an early morning, 7 a.m. for our workers. Whatever, let me know. We're going to be adding more confession times. I want to make sure that when we add confession times, it's not only available, but accessible, that people can come. I can get my spiritual reading anywhere. I don't have to be in the confessional. When I'm in the confessional, I'd rather not do spiritual reading. The way we avoid that is by penitents coming, right? So I want you to come. Be a friend to your priest, right? I'm kidding. Most importantly, come in order to receive God's mercy, right? Come on, right? But we'll see what happens tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, we have the feast of St. Apollinaris, one of the early defenders of our faith, and actually we have very little of his writings because he wrote so early in the history of our church. In fact, he wrote one very prominent defense of our faith to the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. It's very significant. Because Marcus Aurelius was a Stoic. Back then, that was a noble thing. Rather than falling into the various mystery cults that involved all kinds of weird things, the Stoics were the more noble ones. In fact, our early Christian theology borrowed a lot from the Stoics in order to understand Jewish theology and to apply it to the Greek world. So the Stoic, Marcus Aurelius, St. Apollinaris thought maybe he had a shot, so he wrote a whole defense of the Christian faith. He sent it to the emperor. Now, I usually don't like to reference secular culture. This might help you to frame it. If you've seen the movie Gladiator with Russell Crowe, the beginning of that emperor, that's Marcus Aurelius, right? Who was considered in his age to be one of the wisest men and the most open and compassionate. Remember, compassion was a rare virtue in the ancient world, very rare. So St. Apollinaris thought, well, the emperor is so open and so desirous of truth and such a moral person that maybe he would want to hear about the Christian faith. So he wrote a defense. The emperor wasn't convinced. But imagine if St. Apollinaris had been successful and if Marcus Aurelius had become a Christian, the vast difference it would have made in Western civilization. But Apollinaris, he did his best. He gave it a shot. He failed, but he gave it a shot. I think his life is a model for us. Whether it's with our family members or our society, we can see civilization slowly just kind of falling apart. The first sign that the civilization is decaying is the complete loss of civility. Don't we see that in our world today? People have just gotten stupid and rude, right? They don't even know the basics. And when one virtue is missing, 1,000 laws are needed. But when one law is there, one virtue is there, we don't need law. People just know how to behave themselves. In our world today, we can be inspired by St. Apollinaris, try to give our best defense. Even if we think, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to convince this person. Sometimes the real task is not necessarily the conversion of the other person. That's between them and God. The real task on our part is to be faithful and to keep working. Remember, dear friends, our hope is in God, not in the success of this world. We can do and labor for the kingdom and find no success in this world and receive a mighty crown in the eternal kingdom, because we did what was asked. We fought the good fight. We spoke the truth in love. That's our task. In order to help us with the powerful virtue of hope we spoke about this weekend, I am starting, beginning today, a new devotion at the end of every Mass. In addition to the St. Michael prayer, and we need his help, don't we? In addition, we also need hope. Hope is being lost by the world today. So we Christians, we have to give a double dose of hope in order to help people around us. I'm going to ask you, please take out your little sheet of paper that hopefully you picked up when you first came in. This is yours to keep. If you didn't pick up one, then you didn't pay attention. No judgment, just love, okay? This is the traditional act of hope. So at the end of the St. Michael prayer, we're just going to go right into the act of hope. Now, there are many variations of this, but this is the one we're going to follow. That's why I wanted to give it to everyone. We're going to do this at every Mass, every daily Mass, every weekend Mass, because we need hope. So let's practice it today, right now, and then at the end of Mass, we're going to say it. So I'm going to invite you to pray with me this act of hope. Oh my God, relying on your infinite mercy and promises, I hope to attain pardon of my sins, the help of your grace, and life everlasting. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen. So dear friends, no matter what happens in this world, whether our efforts are successful or whether they fail, this act of hope reminds us what this is all about. We simply fight the good fight. We run the race. We are faithful. And our hope, again, is not in the things of this world. Our hope is exactly what's expressed in that prayer, that our sins are forgiven, that we receive the help of God's grace, and that one day we dwell with him forever. All of this, dear friend, only makes sense in light of heaven. We cannot forget about hope. We cannot forget about heaven. So we're going to be praying this prayer, asking the Holy One to intercede for us like St. Apollinaris, and we're going to show this fallen world what hope looks like. We're going to show this world the face of our loving Father.